League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and we got us a win. Crochet, I'm telling you what. Cesar Salazar was called up, and thank goodness. That dude. Now, did you know what a Cooper Hummel was?
I did not, no.
I didn't either. Uh-huh. I was like, who's Cooper Hummel, and why is he on my TV right now? Why is this happening? And Cooper Hummel did not. But Cesar Salazar, after, is this a thing that they have to do? They have to run on contact, second and third, nobody out, and they have to run on contact, even though it's a slow two-hopper to third?
No, you don't have to.
Well, you don't have to, but they do it.
You have to just judge the speed off the bat. You know, if it's a slow roller, you sometimes take your chances. If it's hard to hit, but you don't have to go.
Yeah, right, right.
Right.
So, I mean, but he did. And then he gets hurt doing it. And ran his shin right into the shin pad of the catcher. I mean, I just don't get it. And then Dubon, what? I mean, this could have been a 5 or 6-1 game.
Yeah.
Now they did score the run. They ended up scoring the run. And they hit a bunch of ground out. So maybe they wouldn't have scored.
They manufactured a run.
Yeah, they manufactured it. So maybe they wouldn't have gotten more than that one run. But they might have gotten more with Dubon stealing. What are you doing? When he throws the pitch, we steal now, right?
Right. Yes, that's typically, you know, there's ways to steal that are tried and true.
Yeah, like when the pitcher releases the ball,
yeah.
Then you can go. Otherwise,
unless you're doing, the old... And you don't see this very often anymore when there's been a first and third and you're running the old con where you run the delayed steal and you try to draw a throw. And that feels more Little League, though. Like, you don't do that kind of stuff against major league teams. Not that, you know, that's what we're talking about. But that's the only time you see the delayed steal is when you're trying to create some chaos on the base pass. But baseball's not really about that anymore. It's about station to station, big banger stuff. Not about trying to con Little League throws from catcher to second, things like that. But, you know, I went and saw the Drive-By Truckers last night in concert. And I was, but I didn't go till, you know, it's a concert, so I didn't go until, whatever, 8-something. And I was watching the Astros until then. And then I, you know, went in and, well, they were already playing because this is a band that's, you know, I guess they're a Gen X band from an age standpoint. So they're like, this is a Wednesday show. We're getting in. We're starting on time. We're going to do our little Southern rock opera, and then we're out of here. We're not messing around. We're not doing all that stuff. So I'm tracking like the last, I guess it's the last three and a half innings on my phone. But I got to say, because it's over there at House of Blues, so there's a bar called Watch Bar, I think. And so I'm watching outside before the humidity eventually got me. I'm watching outside, and I mean, I swear to you, right now, I know the Astros right now are 34-40. They're in the magic 6 games under .500, which it seems like they can't break that barrier. But I'll be damned if I'm not getting excited about Hunter. And this is a terrible baseball team. Chicago White Sox are a terrible team. But Hunter Brown right now, my gosh, is that exciting? Is the way he's pitching exciting me? He was fine in the plate, like he had control yesterday. I know he gave up 7 hits in 6 innings, But Hunter Brown right now is Mr. Reliable. Hunter Brown has got quality starts, and I want to say like four of his last five starts, I think. Hunter Brown is the guy. Hunter Brown is our new stopper.
He really is. Well, so is Rennell.
Rennell Blanco is. Yeah, Rennell Blanco for sure is. But Hunter Brown in his last, five, he has six innings. Every one of them. Oh, I'm sorry. He's got five consecutive quality starts. So basically, what we're looking at is he's headed for Fromber's record. That's what we're basically looking at. And look at the strikeout numbers.
Yeah.
6.97, 7.79. I mean, the strikeouts are well above one per nine. They're well above that. And most importantly, he hasn't walked someone in two straight games, John. 13 innings, no walks, and 15 strikeouts in his last two games.
It's ever since he found that sinker.
Yeah, it's 100%. It literally correlates 100% to one extra pitch. And I give Josh Miller... You know, I give him the pitching coach some crap because I think he deserves it because the pitching has not come around. But you got to also give credit where credit's due. That's a move that a pitching coach also more than likely is a conversation that he's having. Hey, why don't we work on this pitch or why don't we see if we can get to this pitch? So I just want to make sure and give him credit where credit's due too. If he gets the heat as a position coach for not having his guys come around and make improvements, he 100% deserves the credit when they do make substantial improvements. And that's what's happened with Hunter Brown is he looks like a guy now that all of a sudden I'm saying, wait a minute, maybe this is a top three of the rotation guy again. And that's in a season like that, like we're having right now, I'll take it. I mean, that's exciting because he is young and he is a future. Like if it ain't going to be Javier, then we need it to be Hunter Brown. So we'll see how that all works out.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, we had what we thought. Well,
and look, he's not going against world beaters, John. I mean, it's been White Sox, Tigers, and Angels his last three starts, and you had Twins and Seattle, and the Twins got him for three earned runs and six innings. But I mean, other than the four walks against the Angels in those other four matchups over his last five, he's got right now. How about this, John? In four of his last five, we'll leave out the Angels game where he gave up only two hits but four walks. If you go four of his last five, if I take that, we're looking at 31 strikeouts and one walk. Are you kidding me? What is this, Greg Maddux now?
Yeah. No, he's been – well, see, this is what we thought we were going to get, right?
Yeah,
last
absolutely.
Year was disappointing after
we thought
the month.
Last year we thought we were going to get that.
Yeah, we –
well, I don't know where John is, but maybe the tuberculosis got him. But sometimes that happens. Sometimes you just need a guy to have an extra, you know, it takes a year, sometimes 2 years. That's the thing about baseball. A lot of times with football, if you don't see it after the first 2 years, except at quarterback, but if you don't see it after the first 2 years, you start to get concerned. You still get concerned with baseball too, but Kyle Tucker, it took him a little while and he became, I mean, we're talking about, you know, this is not only an all-star caliber player, it's a guy who is mentioned in MVP discussions. And for a while, it looked like Kyle Tucker. Why in the world did the Astros make him untouchable? And you see what he became. And maybe Hunter Brown is becoming that as well. But when it's not going well for you, as it was not for Hunter for a while, it's up to the pitching coach to try to help get things right. Because the pitcher, if he could, trust me, he would do that. But a lot of pitchers can't self-correct. So give Josh Miller and whoever else has been responsible for this a lot of credit for figuring out another pitch for him and for helping him get right, maybe mechanically, because the walk totals, other than that one game, have become much, much better. So Astros with a win there. John, as you guys may or may not know, depending on if you've been listening, he's in Las Vegas on a gambling vacation, is what I call a gambling work vacation. So yesterday already, Dell, I feel like John is off to a better start physically. His voice sounds a little stronger. He does not sound like someone is poisoning him. He sounds like he might make it through the show, but then again, we got to wait and see if he can what he does in hour three. I thought hour three was particularly difficult on him yesterday. So we have to see if he's going to fight through all those issues at the card table and be able to do the show.
Well, I'm on the phone with him right now. He didn't know we were disconnected, so he's going to try to get connected again.
So he's going to want to get off all his little everything that he had to say yesterday. So not a lot other than that from a local standpoint going on yesterday, other than the Euros. You had the Euros going on. Germany, you know, the homeland, as some people call it. That is, they were winners yesterday. I don't think.
Ich bitte von Klon und Unstein Heidea.
I'm going to get a hold of that and I'm going to delete it. It's just, I just have to talk to one person. That's all it takes. I got Sam on my side now, so we'll get
the. What do you mean? There. Why is she on your side?
Because I helped her get a job.
You okay? Keep saying that like she didn't earn it herself.
I was her champion. She was. I just put her the attention on her, like, hey, we ought to look at Sam. Anyway.
And what a job you got her.
I saw.
I mean, if we want to deep dive into things.
Let her. It's her first radio job out of college. Let her be
excited.
She's
been a producer for us for now. She's
social media. She's doing some stuff like you know, Dale.
What?
You were born down by a river in a wet blanket.
I'm not Chris Farley. I wasn't born down by a river.
You were by a river in a wet blanket, and you carry this wet blanket around with you like Charlie Brown or Linus carries his blanket.
I just don't like.
You're Linus, but with a wet blanket.
I don't like when people misrepresent what's going on, and you do a lot of that.
Well, who are you talking about that just...
He said he got Sam, you know, Sam.
Yeah, I said that we're
going to
take out that German.
Well, you were talking about the German
national... I don't even remember what I said there. I don't even know how that came out.
You were talking about the German national team.
Yeah, I just said some people call that the motherland, the fatherland. Wait.
It's the fatherland, not the motherland.
Oh, you don't even
Russia's
know your
the
motherland,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Russia's the motherland, Germans.
But they had a scrap, too. But I was watching the German team, John, and...
Oh, my God. Oh, listen... You're embarrassing yourself, first of all. Did you see what the German team did?
What?
The fans, they started the wave. Ooh. Until it got to, who were they playing?
Hungary.
Hungary. As soon as those intelligent and mature people, it got to them, it stopped. The German people kept doing
not
the
true.
Wave.
That's
that
not true.
You talk about.
That's
more embarrassing
that's
than
a lot
the whole
of
Hitler
nonsense.
Thing.
I can tell
what?
You this. You know who would not have liked that?
What?
Wait, what did Dale say?
What? Not what I said.
What?
What he said.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said. I don't know.
He said the wave is more embarrassing than that whole Hitler thing.
Oh, John. We're going to chalk that up to 5 a.m. Vegas time. That was ugly.
That was terrible.
We're going to chalk that up to Vegas time.
This is embarrassing.
Well, you got to remember, it's like 5:13 there.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we'll grant you amnesty for the first hour. I don't think Hitler would have been a huge fan of this German team.
No, he would. I thought
globalization
I
bothers.
See,
Hitler.
You texted me that, and I don't. I didn't think I could say what you said on air.
I can,
but you can though.
I can. I'm watching, and the back line.
Well, you just did it. You did it.
The back line is. Is I think
Rudiger was Rudiger Rudy, out there Rudy? Yesterday?
No, he wasn't.
Rudy Rudiger?
No, it's Antonio
a different
Rudiger.
Guy. No, he might have been. He might have been. And this is what you see with the national teams. And people are, and a lot of these guys are born in Germany now.
Well, yeah.
And so all I could think of was, yeah, this is
Musiala.
Oh man, is he good?
Musiala
we need him on Everton.
He's too rich for your blood. Don't worry about it.
I know. I looked him up. He's 21. He plays at where does he play? Some high dollar.
Bayern Munich. Is he at
Bayern Munich.
Yeah, you're not getting him.
I was like, is there any chance he could come on loan to Everton?
No, even with your dopey American owners, you're not getting Musiala.
Dude, he's good. But, yeah, so watch that. Then you get ready for,
That's not what Hitler envisioned.
No, he didn't envision Musiala as one of the lead strikers. But you know what? He lost, and there's a reason. He was
a
bad guy.
Thank God.
He was a bad guy. Although, I have found that Twitter, there are people on Twitter who now have decided that Gaddafi was actually a great person, and Hitler was a little misunderstood. He did some wonderful things.
Right?
And I'm like, man, Twitter is... I legitimately think Twitter might be the worst... It's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to our country.
I don't know about that. I think there's other worse things, but yeah, like
what's the gift that
now they're saying the
though,
CIA killed Gaddafi, killed Gaddafi, and now he said he was a great guy, but he just died because of the CIA.
Yeah, now it's that because he was developing banking systems that were going to help the people and so he was a wonderful humanitarian. It turns out what I learned from Twitter is that Gaddafi was actually a humanitarian. and with a great sense of you know, helping his own people, not brutalizing, but helping. Right. And yeah, as the CIA, Hillary had him killed. And then I saw that online. And then, yeah, and then some people went off of that and said, you know, you're making a good point. And also Hitler, one of the things I want to, and I was like, whoa, guys, have you not watched the documentary I just watched? Okay, you need to watch it. You're going to find out a lot of terrible things. Also, any amount of time in school should
tell
you that.
I was aware of the terrible things beforehand, but
yeah, but where did you learn that from? Mainstream school media.
I don't know if this shows.
No. Mm-hmm. I've watched the other documentary, World War II in Color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what they want you. Oh, it's supposed to be really good. But that's what filmmakers want you to believe. Mm. That's American propaganda, John.
I don't know if we're unique.
Read Twitter and you'll find out how these things work.
I don't know if we're unique. This show probably is. But Germany is like, we just had a great day yesterday. We won 2-0. How did it devolve into another discussion about our past? Germany's like, I know. Nothing.
The wave.
Well,
the wave.
I can't get out of you playing that same soundbite. Well, that's my past.
Well, it's a great soundbite.
I did a Taylor.
Ich bin der Klon und Unstein.
I think that was supposed to be a Taylor Swift thing
that's
I was
Taylor
talking
Swift.
About.
German
but all
Taylor
the
Swift.
Words sound German. It's like it came from the deep recesses of bloodlines that go way, way back.
Apparently,
I don't even know where that came from.
I just want to congratulate the German national team on winning. Nothing you did yesterday has anything to do with the 1940s and the 30s.
I didn't do anything.
Good showing by the German team yesterday.
Good showing by the Germans. And they're like, can we get past all the Hitler stuff?
Well, probably not. But
we're not 100 years in.
But not everything we do should revert back to that.
Well, did you bet lower or higher in any of those?
Well, if you have Underdog Fantasy, you can go higher or lower with all kinds of point totals, shots on goal. With the Euros, you can look at baseball. Did you go higher on Hunter Brown strikeouts? If you did, you were a winner. With the Pick'em Challenge with Underdog Fantasy, there's a variety of sports. I mean, I've talked about basketball, I've talked about football, but how about the fact that they have UFC, they have hockey, and yes, there's still hockey going on right now. They have soccer, they have baseball, all of these different sports, and you can mix and match your high or low. They give you statistics on all these different players. You take a look at the statistics, and you decide if that statistic is going to end up higher or lower than the mark that they set. And then you pick anywhere between two players and five players. You have to have that. You can pick as few as two, as many as five. But the great thing is if you sign up with the promo code Lance, they are going to, when you make your first deposit, they are going to give you a special pick in your lobby of the Pick'em Challenge, and it's basically an easy winner for you. You don't want to miss out on it. So make sure that you are playing along with the sports that you are watching, and you can win real money up to 100 times your original play, and it's completely legal in the state of Texas. That's all you have to do is go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app today, and use promo code Lance on your first deposit. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is an interesting little topic here that I saw. I don't know what site it was on. The best duos for the Houston Texans. Is it going to be Tunsil and Howard?
Nope.
Is it going to be Hunter and Anderson?
Nope.
Is it going to be Diggs and Collins?
I think so, yeah.
Is it going to be Stingley and Lassiter?
No.
Is it going to be Ward?
Nah, just next.
Harris?
We're already done. We're done. You've already named. Look, the battle is between wide receiver, and defensive end. Hunter Anderson or Diggs and Nico Collins. And we already know, Tank's going to get his stats. But Now, the more I think about it, I think it's easy for me to say Nico, and I think the answer is probably Nico and Diggs. But I tell you what, I saw a little study the other day that the second year for defensive linemen, the second year is a massive breakout year for defensive linemen, their second year in the league. And if you look at what Danielle Hunter is capable of and what he did last year, and you think about Will Hunter getting better, I mean, Will Anderson getting better, maybe those DNs. Obviously, wide receivers are going to have big stats, and DNs, you know, it's a little trickier to count stats up unless you got to look at some pressure.
16 and a half sacks, and, yeah, I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if both those guys hit double-digit sacks, you're in great shape. I mean, you have two guys get to double-digit sacks, it's pretty good.
I'm going to tell you here now. We talked about yesterday, we had the list of top 100 players on CBS Sports, and the Texans had six of them. And the first one was Danielle Hunter at like 34, and then CJ was at 37. Will Anderson was at 99. He is going to take the biggest leap of anybody this year.
He could. Yeah, he could. Because the leap is relative. He's defensive player. He's defensive rookie of the year. But a leap for him would put him into a really, really, you know, relatively exclusive category. And that's pretty strong. I mean, it's one thing to go from, oh, well, this guy had 400 yards receiving and now he has 900 or something like that. But when you talk about, when we talk about a leap, like he could get into the territory of being considered one of the best pass rushers or defensive ends in the league. That's not inconceivable in the league right now. It really isn't, because Will's a two-way player. He plays the run, he plays the pass. So I don't think you're that wrong. The statistical jump may not be as big as somebody who came way from the bottom, like a, you know, like a running back. But if you look at moving from a tier two player into tier one, that's a huge jump by NFL standards. So I think you actually might be right on that.
So he's got Danielle Hunter on the other side. Okay, what do you got to do? You got to chip him over there. You're going to have Autry. You're going to have Harris coming. You're going to have Harris blitzing. Shazier, he's going to be blitz. I mean, you are going to be formidable. D'Amico putting together blitz packages with this team.
Yeah, but he'd rather not. You know, if you can rush with four, you do it. And that's thing is you may be able to get quarterbacks with four.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it's not like he's not going to, though.
No, he'll throw some, and I think some run blitz stuff, too. But what's going to make the Texans special is if they don't have to blitz, then you've got a lot of trouble. Do you know that last year there was only one team in pro football with two players with double-digit sacks? Just Tennessee Titans. D'Amico Autry. D'Amico Autry and Harold Landry. 11.5 and 10. By the way, we've got Autry now. So there's another sack man for your ass.
Right.
11.5 and Harold Landry, 10.5. Only one team had two players with double-digit sacks last year.
How are you going to put him on the outside, though?
You don't. He rushes from the interior.
Yeah, he's not going to have the same numbers. Or, you know, sometimes you have guys who are off the field, too. You know,
yeah, I'm not worried about his numbers. I'm worried about his activity level. Because when you tie all this together, we've got, you know, the best defensive pass rush we've ever seen with the Texans was Wade Phillips' 2011 defense, where they were the Bulls on parade. And, I mean, you had defense. Now, Wade used a lot of blitzes, and Wade was really, really creative with creating pressure, you know, pressure points. But if you look at this team, I think this has a chance to be the greatest pass rush unit that the Texans have ever had, because Wade did a great job of making sure that pressure was coming from all over and everyone helped. And, you know, they love to do that swarm. Well, that's kind of what this defense potentially is now, where it's a bunch of guys who can beat their man and create an element of complete rush, not just one area where a quarterback can slide away from it, but you've got, you know, you've got areas crumbling around you, and that's when you have a chance to be truly a great defense. And when you have that, when you're rushing four and you are beating your, you have three players beating their men on the on one on ones and pass rush or whatever the situation may be. Maybe you're rushing five. You know, maybe you're bringing one additional rusher, but you're still covering six. Man, they don't have to cover that long. Look how much better your secondary will be too.
Incredible. And listen,
we've already won 12 games basically.
I watched a video this morning of Christian Harris destroying Derrick Henry last year. I mean, Derrick Henry wanted to quit. Mm. He did not get to the line of scrimmage. I'm gonna send it to you. It is incredible the game that he had against Derrick Henry when they had their Oilers uniforms on. Yeah, I mean, talk about they just
Derrick Henry
just
wanted to quit though.
He quit. He wanted to quit. I'm going to show you. I'm going to send it to you. Should I put in the rundown, Dell? Yeah, he'll never see it.
A video thing.
Should I put it in the rundown?
No.
Because
won't matter.
Yeah. No, it won't matter. You won't see it.
No. Don't put anything on the rundown that you want him to see.
I will email it to you, all right?
I know the specific purpose of the rundown so everyone can know what's going on at the same time, but he's decided that's not important. So let me pull a curtain back, everybody. You know when John reads Alive and he goes, but first, let's talk about this. It isn't simply because of a transition. It's because he wants Lance to know what he has to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I can't find that other sheet.
No, you were able to find it when John wasn't working.
It was pure luck.
Oh, okay. So as an unprofessional is what you are.
Well, okay.
By the way, the sniffles are attacking John again.
Well, I mean, he's ill.
You started off. I thought you started off in the first segment before you got disconnected. I thought you started off okay, but it sounds like the tuberculosis is back on.
I might have had the worst night of my life last night.
Worse than the night before when we found out you were sick?
Yes, it was worse last night. It was the worst. I'm telling you, it is bad. This is a bad one. This is a bad one. All right, 713-780-3776.
Get that man some fluids.
I'm drinking water. Dude, I did not partake in any. Last 2 days, I've just been, wow.
Most people don't drink beer when they're sick.
Well, I don't. I didn't. Thank you.
Is it having an impact on you at the
tables? I did what most people do, and look where I am.
Is it having an impact on you at the table? Is this withdrawals? Is this what withdrawal sounds like?
No, it's what a bad, bad sinus infection. Where's Doc? Doc Hook,
Doc Manavese, get that man's prostate taken care of while he's there.
No, it's not the prostate.
Oh. Because they will take care of it there, but those places you don't want to go.
What? What places?
Outside of the city.
Okay. Outside the city lines.
Yeah.
Well, you got to talk about Texas Star Grill Shop later.
I already knew that. Obviously,
did
from
you?
The rundown. Yeah. I want to talk about a chance for you to enjoy. I mean, look. I will tell you the truth here. Texas Star Grill Shop, for me, is the absolute, like, no one's going to touch Texas Star Grill Shop when it comes to the ability to have the very, very best in grilling. And everything that you do, whether it's smoking or pizza ovens or anything that is outdoor cooking, they are going to be the best. But right now, they want to help you with something specific, and that's tri-tip, which is an outstanding cut of meat, and the picanha, which a lot of people don't know about. So tri-tip, picanha, and brisket, they are going to have a cooking class with Doug Scheiding, a barbecue workshop. It's going to be June 21st. It's coming up this weekend. It includes three bottles of rub, tasting, and beverages. So you got three bottles of rub, you're going to get tasting of food, and there's going to be beverages for you to drink. And your receipt is your ticket. So tickets can be purchased at TexasStarGrillShop.com. It's going to be this Saturday, June 21st, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., right there at the Southwest Freeway location. And hour one is going to be tri-tip versus the picanha. You're going to discover the difference between these two popular cuts of beef. And then hour two is going to be the brisket walkthrough, and they'll go into a deep dive of the art of smoking. So elevate your barbecuing game. Check out all the great specials and sales they have. And it's a great way for you to see the grills in action and taste the food that comes off the grills this weekend at Texas Star Grill Shop. Go to 975grills.com. Tickets are just $49 per person. Make sure that you get there this weekend. 975grills.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, time to talk about air team. Okay, so I had to put in a couple of air conditioners, and it just sucks. It just, it's really bad. Although I loved working with air team and their professionalism, the forthcoming they were with everything that they were going to do, how much I learned about it, how much they saved me. They did. They're going to work that deal as hard as they can. There's all kinds of rebates and other stuff out there for you. The experience that they have, they've been doing this for 35 years. The Curtises, they just do a great job. The son now, Garrett, is there learning. And it's just been a fantastic family atmosphere. They got people that have been there 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Well, 35 years. And it's just, I'm telling you, it is the best experience that I had with air conditioners. They are very professional. And if you need an air conditioner, there's one place to go, airteamltd.com. That's airteamltd.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Yeah, you remember yesterday, I'm at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas, and we were talking about they've got Shark Week here. And they're going to have shark feedings. They got sharks in the pool. And Holly emailed me. She listened to the segment. She goes, well, we have tanks within tanks. They must be some huge tanks. And they got the pH balance that the sharks need.
Yeah, I asked yesterday about the logistics of having sharks in a pool. Thanks, Holly.
Yeah, and Holly wanted you to know. So that is, for those of you that love sharks,
Holly? The Holly at the Golden Nugget.
Oh, I thought it was
Why would that Holly know about the logistics of that?
She works in that business.
She does not work for the Golden Nugget. But go on, John.
July 21st through the 28th. Okay, it's coming up next month, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. You've got shark experts, biologists that are going to be there to answer your questions. And it's just it's Shark Week here at the Golden Nugget. So get on over here. And get on over here for all of that. I'm telling you, I tried to play yesterday. It was hard, bro, because of it. It's really hard when you're sitting at the table and sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. Because, like, everybody at the table is like, oh, God, are you going to touch these chips and cards now after you do that? Yeah, it's kind of gross. So I bowed out. I bowed out of the tournament because I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. But there were, I don't know, 700, 800 people, 900 people playing in this, and they've got a 25,000 guarantee, 100,000 guarantee, 200,000 guarantee. I mean, it is huge here. Not only is the World Series of Poker going on, but here at the Golden Nugget, they got the Grand Poker Series. So every June, so make sure that you come next year for this because it is it's fantastic, just fantastic. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros won yesterday. Did you take a look at that video I sent you of Christian Harris?
Not yet, but I opened it up.
You opened it? Okay.
I mean, I watched the game. I just can't remember. I'm watching it as we speak. There's the throw. Well, yeah, it was a good – oh, that's maybe just – oh, that's just the first play. Yeah, Christian is a running hit.
Christian, there's about 12 plays like that. It's incredible.
Yeah, he had a good game.
Derrick Henry wanted nothing to do. Nothing to do with Christian.
Slow down. Derrick Henry is one of the guys who owns the Houston Texans.
Oh, not last year he didn't.
Not with the Titans offensive line he didn't.
No.
Those guys not stunk.
With the Texans defense he didn't.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so, man, they are fast. The Texans are swarming around. That's one of the things that we don't talk about probably enough is that they, like, even guys like Khalil Davis, I remember having to look him up, like, who the hell is this? And I wrote him up coming out of college, and it's just they have so many guys who play with reckless abandon who are 100% level, 100% effort level ball pursuit. And that's when you, and that whole thing swarm, I get it. I really get it that I don't know if that came from D'Amico or who it came from, just a PR, you know, whoever's in somewhere inside the – it's got to come from inside the team because it's a message.
Cal came up with it.
There's no way Cal came up with it. Maybe Hannah, but probably a defensive player or D'Amico. But when you watch how they play, like the Texans front seven, there is rallying to the ball from off the ball, and that's when you know you've got a special team is when you rally to the ball. And that stuff has to take place in practice – I was able to watch a team's practice tape, and they make a point of you have to swarm to the ball in practice. You have to run to the ball from anywhere you are on the field, run to the ball. And that mindset is, you know, it's just like when you practice creating turnovers. When you practice hustling to the ball from offside angles, it prevents plays from not just, you know, can you create big explosive negative plays, but it also prevents a guy breaking a tackle and going for 45 yards. It turns into a 7-yard gain. Like little things that can help save a game. And the Texans play like that. That's one of the first things that I noticed that is unbelievably noticeable. And Lovie is a defensive guy, but Lovie, you play like that when you have a love for the concept and a love for each other and a love for your coach. When you play all balls out all the time, and that's how the Texans played last year, and that's not how they played with Lovie Smith. And some of the guys are the same guys on the field. So it does, you know, it does get to the point where you have to realize these guys are playing for D'Amico much more than other players are playing for their coaches. It's just no way you can get around it. And yeah, Christian Harris, when you get him out in space, when he's allowed to run and hit and he doesn't have to do a lot of reading and stacking blocks and shedding blocks and inside linebacker stuff, you let him just run to the ball and hit, that dude is, man, he is special in that area. When you let him just chase and smack you, he's gotten really good at that. What a jump from year one to year two for him. What an unbelievable jump.
Well, and especially at the end of the season, he was brutal.
Second half, he was terrific.
Anything in the flat, he was destroying people.
Yeah, outside once you get between the hashes and the numbers, and then you go all the way out, that he just owns that territory.
Yep. Watching Caitlin Clark win another game with what she do.
Yeah, they've won three in a row.
See, 6 wins now.
Kennedy should have been careful. She woke a monster.
Y'all focusing on the wrong story.
What's the story?
WNBA. It's a sad day for all the short kings who had deluded themselves into thinking Cameron Brink might give them a shot. Sad day for the short kings out there. Cam Brink tore ACL, confirmed. So we will get Instagram posts.
How tall is she? Everyone's a short king.
6'4". 6'4".
Yeah.
And then you throw in heels, which she likes to wear, then you're a really short king. So you guys out there, I mean, I'm sure on Instagram there'll be a couple posts of her with a leg brace on. She'll be stylish, but short king, sad day. Can't watch a girl go out there and perform.
Feet kings will probably get to see her feet whenever she has her surgery.
You're a feet king.
No, whenever she has her surgery, they'll be like, you know, because she's going to take. Will she take an ACL? Will she take an ACL picture in the hospital bed?
Probably.
I'm going to say yes. Yes is minus 350.
I like pretty feet.
That was Jerry Jones said that.
No, that was you.
I like pretty feet. No, that's what Jerry Jones said. He was
the glory hole thing. That's you.
He likes glory holes.
This is you.
I like pretty feet.
So feet kings will probably be looking at that. But she is,
but she's got a cast on. Her toes are out there.
Don't lean into him, John.
Well, first of all, you don't get a cast on ACLs. The only person who got that was Alonzo Highsmith when the Oilers were ruining his career. You're never supposed to stabilize it. You got to, like, after your surgery, they're doing mobility stuff the next day, and the Oilers went, hey, let's put a cast on that thing. Let it turn to cement. See what happens. Oh, thanks, guys. Ruined my entire career. Appreciate that. Nobody puts casts on ACLs. It's considered the worst thing, and that's what the Oilers did with Alonzo.
Why are we even talking about Cameron Brink?
Because she's 6 foot.
Because the Caitlin Clark thing is just going to go to where it always goes. Let's talk about something fun. How the short kings are responding to losing their queen.
Their queen.
Yeah.
Brianna Tarth. But good looking Brianna Tarth.
Brianna Brink of Tarth is what you want to call her?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Caitlin, Caitlin, I guess, is playing well. The WNBA has just kind of turned me off. I'm tired of all the drama. If they just want to have this is what their league is and what the fans are, I'm like, all right, I'll go back to how it was. That's fine.
They don't want you.
Yeah,
in the league.
They don't want people watching anyway.
They don't
so
want
that's fine.
People like you watching.
Yeah, I know. You gotta isolate, segregate, and then just make sure you get only the people who pass your test watching. That's smart.
Exactly.
It's smart for growth.
Because
and listen, they're operating at a net negative loss. I recognize that. One of the things they should do is try to be exclusionary. they can get that going, they're going to be in good
shape.
Well,
they're excluding those like you. We don't.
Well, I just
want
to.
A normal fan like myself doesn't want people like you watching the sport because you bring a negative vibe.
Yeah.
And you're toxic.
Negative vibe.
You're certainly toxic.
Toxic.
All you do is get in conversations on Twitter about things that aren't basketball related. So bye-bye.
I was going to help your league succeed.
Oh, you were? Yep. You were going to help my league succeed?
You were helping his league.
Helping my league succeed?
Real Housewives of WNBA is just too much.
See, once again.
Too much.
You're still not
talking. Too much drama.
You're still not talking about ball.
People all you, fighting. People
all
you saying, you better not, and then they start fighting.
See, once again, you don't want to talk about ball.
I'm trying to just watch ball.
No.
I'm trying to watch ball.
You are in a position.
And it turns into this stuff.
Okay, break down what happened with the Fever last night, since you just want to talk ball.
Fever had a good game.
Did they?
Yeah, Caitlin had a double-double.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played defensively. It was the final scores, 88-81.
You're looking up box score stuff. Okay.
I'm just looking right at you. I just knew that because I used to watch a lot of WNBA.
Ah.
Maybe not a lot. Maybe I didn't watch.
Maybe not any.
Yeah.
You didn't even watch it when we were winning championships here.
Yeah, but I knew what was happening.
stay out of my league. That's all I got to say.
I actually went to like 4 Comet games.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. I mean, I didn't pay the tickets. Somebody else had tickets, but I went, and it was like, it was a good atmosphere.
You are a man with a daughter.
Basketball's so much better now than it was then, honestly.
Yeah, but
they were playing with, not plumbers, dental hygienists, and, well, what do we say instead of plumbers? What do we say instead of plumbers?
Anestheticians?
Yeah, anestheticians. You know, yesterday there's a video of a nine-year-old doing these like crazy 920s or whatever.
Skateboarder.
And somebody goes, Tony Hawk was skating against plumbers.
Well, he was skating against himself.
and I told my son Mason, he really struggled with this when I told him, I said, you do know in 50 years, fans are going to say LeBron played with plumbers. Like he played with IT guys, right? Like that's going to be AI programmers. You can't imagine. I know it's impossible for you to imagine right now, and you think this won't be the case, but it 100% will be the case. In 50 years, they will think basketball now is like these guys aren't good enough. You know, how are they playing with all these short guys? They weren't even, because most of the players will probably be 6'8" to 7".
Oh.
Florida just got a 7'9" recruit.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know how many 7'2", the Wimbys of the world, John? There's a bunch of Wimbys coming out now. And we'll see if they're as skilled. They may not be as talented. But the league is going to be, every team, in 50 years, every team will have 2 7-footers
on
them.
All that D1 baby
starting
stuff is going to turn into.
Yeah, it's going to be real.
Yeah, it's going to just have.
Finally, the St. Brown.
The Frenchies
are going to
take. The Frenchies are taking over our game. Well, we got another one this year.
Sorry.
Another Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Reisiger from Australia.
Who's actually French too, right?
He's,
or Sar, the one who plays in Australia, but is actually French.
Yeah,
I think it's Sar that plays in Australia. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, hopefully. Oh, you know what she could use, Lance? QC Kinetics.
Who is she?
Cameron Brink?
No, she needs. Don't listen. They're not doing ACL surgeries. Don't listen to John right now. They've got very specific things that they do. They work on aching joints. They work on chronic pain. They're not doing ACL surgeries. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. My wife went to QC Kinetics and had them work on her knee. Her knee was an issue for her, a very severe issue, bone-on-bone knee issue. And they went with a five-step treatment. And they can walk you through the process. It's about as aggressive as they get, and that ended up including some stem cell. And she saw mobility come back, so that means there must have been a little bit of cartilage still left in there because she was able to grow more, and that allowed for more agility and mobility. The leg wasn't locked up anymore. She went and ran the Berlin Marathon, and we thought she was done running. It really has. I mean, they work on. So imagine if you're just dealing with chronic pain in your shoulder, your knee, your hip, maybe you've got arthritis. Imagine the success that they'll have with that, because that's where they really shine, and they shine quickly. I had somebody with a torn labrum that had a ton of issue with pain. His pain level, he said, was at an 8. After one process, he got it down to like a 2. and he said he was going in for the second one. I haven't heard back, but that's how quickly they can reduce your pain level because they regenerate damaged tissue or lost tissue. They can restore that. So regenerative medicine, this is a phenomenal opportunity for you, and the leader in the field is here, right here in Houston. Four locations here in the Houston area. Set up your free consultation and find out how you can get rid of all that pain without surgeries, without drugs, and without steroid shots. It's QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
How about them Aggies? Did you watch any of the college? Have you watched any of the College World Series?
I have watched a little bit of it.
They're pretty
Aggies
good.
Aggies roll on. Got the Vols coming up. Going to be a tough matchup.
That's by far the two best teams.
Yeah.
They are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Three-game series. See who's the national champ. And the Aggies just roll. The Aggies just freaking roll. They're really, really good. And, well, not without its controversy the other day, but they got through all of that. And now Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, let's see if they can win that natty.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Aggs. Pump it up. Get in your car. Start swaying, but not if you're driving. Look at me, John. I'm going side to side. Song Varsity's Horns Off. That's what it's called.
Can you pretend to make out with your microphone?
Like, it's only after touchdowns, though.
Okay, not...
Or home run. Do they do it after home runs or runs scored?
I don't know.
Sounds like...
Do they?
I've never seen it.
I don't know. Aggies...
I don't know.
Quick question. They get a little sensitive. You saw Jackie was upset the other day. He thought we were making fun of... He thought you were making fun of Aggies.
I never made fun of an Aggie.
Do you... Like, serious question. I know that you kiss your date after a touchdown. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No one's making fun, guys. You don't get too sensitive.
Relax.
Is there a tradition when you either hit a home run or score a run in baseball? I do like this. You know what I do like when they do the – when it turns into when somebody has a walk and then they do, like, four straight balls for the walk. You've seen that, John. And then they go five, when there's five balls and then six. Have you seen that, John?
Yeah.
Surely you have. So the Aggies have a tradition where if there's a four-ball walk, so that's four straight balls, then all of a sudden they start going four. They're chanting it the next pitch. And if the next pitch is a ball, five, and they're chanting. And then I've seen it rattle pitchers before who have had two straight, like one guy threw nine straight balls, and that they're chanting.
They must have been going crazy.
Nine.
They must have been going crazy. When they score a run, do those guys in those jumpsuits do point up in the air and kick their heels back and stuff?
Wait, what?
The dude they have in the white jumpsuits.
The yell leaders?
Yeah.
Your boss is a yell leader. Show some respect.
No, he was in the Corps. He wasn't a yell leader.
Oh, he was a Corps?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He was in the Corps. He wasn't a yell leader.
Are you positive?
He's not doing that. Whoop and kick.
Well, actually, yes. If you went to A&M, you are doing it.
Well, you got to stop that. Really, got to stop that. Get some girls. Get some cheerleaders. I mean, I just think that. Well, so Bill Belichick will go to a game, find a nice cheerleader, move in with her. Whatever.
He's already found his co-ed age girlfriend. I don't know if he needs to go to College Station for one. He's locked in.
I mean, it just is. I don't know.
So you're going to make fun of them again. You're making fun of them.
No, I'm not making fun of them.
Yeah, you always make fun of Aggies for some reason.
I never do. I love the Eggs. They're great people.
No, you don't love
them. There's no such thing as a bad
egg. You do not love them.
Except those two that were yelling at the Florida coach the other day.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Those are the only two
that
bad
probably,
bad
you probably
eggs.
Want to just stay out of that one.
Yeah. Oh, and somebody said, you know what? Anybody could put on an Aggie T-shirt. Nobody does that. They were Aggies, okay?
Yeah.
And they,
anybody could put.
Who's putting on an Aggie T-shirt or polo to
FBI,
yell at the Florida coach?
The yeah. FBI?
The CIA? Like, what? Yeah. What?
The CIA? Plant. It's a plant. I had to have an entire conversation. And by the way, I did not fool my kids. The idea of industry plants is a real thing with Gen Z. They truly believe, like, they would say, oh, no, those guys are just industry plants. You just say that if you just want out of something and you don't have to deal with it. You just say somebody is an industry plant. Like I said, what is the big deal about Drewski? Why is Drewski a big deal? And Sebastian, without hesitation, is, there's a lot of talk that he's probably an industry plant. I said, what industry plant for what? Who plants? Because he's a comedian who's not that funny. He doesn't really do anything, but yet now he has all this power, and it's what, you know, the industry has probably put him in place. I'm like, what industry? Who does this benefit that Drewski, some influencer, basically he's an influencer now, what industry, how is this industry plant? They do this with music, too, that somebody is an industry plant.
Well, that happens, but...
How? Okay.
It's someone who...
Describe the term industry plant.
Industry plant would be someone... It would be someone that doesn't really have a grassroots background. Maybe you can't point to where they originated from. All of a sudden, they have power in it, and the...
Show me how it happens.
Jack Easterby.
Give me an example.
Well...
Well, Jack Easterby. Which industry... Jack was... What industry did they... You think the NFL did it?
No, God...
Argument, industry plant means like the NFL would have done it.
Why would to mess up the Texans so they'd be really crappy?
That's why I'm saying it never makes sense. Now,
as far as the music industry, it'd be someone they believe can be marketable, but doesn't have anything
like New Kids on the Block. Whenever the guy who created that might be one.
Well, all the boy bands are pretty much industry plants.
Well, they were trying to. It was the guy who started. My band, New Edition. That guy, Jermaine Starr. Something. The guy who started New Edition said, "Let me get New Edition, but white kids." And he went with New Kids on the Block. Now maybe that would be considered industry plants or just trying to make money off of. That's like
that specific boy bands don't really get that term because it's
Pussycat Dolls.
It's all
put a bunch of hot girls together and see what happens. What do you think's going to happen?
All those type of bands are created. Because of the appeal of being attractive and
Clark,
singing and stuff like Caitlin that.
Clark. Is Caitlin Clark an industry plant?
No, because she went to Iowa. You don't put an industry plant at Iowa. That's not how it works. Right. You wouldn't.
That's how you sneak them in. That's
those
the easiest
people,
way.
Dell, those people don't have anything else to do. They had a white girl that could shoot, man.
Yeah,
they
that is.
Filled that arena.
But she had industry plant.
But she had to grow that thing from as a freshman. Industry plant is someone who
was did. David Culley an industry plant.
No, industry plant. You put them at like one of the former powers, like Tennessee. Put Caitlin Clark at Tennessee and watch that bloom. That's
so
what
she's
you would
an
do.
Industry
was Stephen
plant.
Silas?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Is Stephen A. Smith an industry plant?
No, because we know where he came from. He was a writer. He didn't just wind up at ESPN one day and then they promoted him.
Okay. Is Malika Andrews industry plant?
No.
How about the girl that does Bet ESPN?
No, because you don't even know her name. How could she be an industry plant?
That's exactly it.
No, that's not exactly
she's
it.
She's becoming an industry plant.
She's not even
plant.
Popular enough for John to remember her name.
I don't care about her name.
Exactly. So she's not an industry
Sean
plant.
Sean Mapes an industry plant?
No, it's just here?
Yeah.
No. How does that happen? Nothing happens like that here.
Sean Mapes.
Trying to figure out industry plant.
Is Craig DeSerf an industry plant?
No. Although I will say, he told me the story of how he got into car selling. He was, you know, bodybuilder. He was from here, and he went out to California, was lifting, and, you know, he and Lee Labrada are really close. And he came back here, and Mr. Taylor from David Taylor knew him, and they talked, and he wanted to hire him. He just thought he had that special it. And finally, Craig relented and said, all right, I'll sell your cars. We'll see how this goes. But within the first month, he was the best. Like, he was already the best on the entire lot. And eventually, he became general manager there. And once they sold to a big conglomerate, Craig got out of there because he's really about family owned. And he likes that. He likes to be able to run it. Not like, you know, he's a man of the people, a true man of the people. And so what you deal with is you have, you know, there's certain things that are going to be fairly standard. Like, he's got interest rates that, you know, our standard, he has to go with certain interest rates, APR finance rates, which are very low with the trucks right now. Dealer cash back, cash incentives. But where he really shines is making sure that you get higher trade-in values for your vehicles than maybe you've seen before. Getting to the lowest price possible for you very quickly. Being able to do more in customer service so that you get in and out with your service. You have them, they'll run your vehicle into Houston for you if you need to when you purchase it. He wants to make sure that he goes out of the way to make sure that your service is great, your prices are fantastic, and that you enjoy the car buying experience. And that's where Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is going to blow away everyone else around the Houston area. Go to the website and start shopping for a vehicle today at LanceZCars.com. And if you're ready, if you want to head out to Angleton, it's a simple trip, and I promise you that trip, maybe a few extra miles, but it's going to mean a few extra thousands in your pocket when you shop with Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.